Today's first reading from letter to the Colossians sometimes confuses people because Paul says, I make up in my own flesh, in my own body, what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ on behalf of his body, the church. And of course, you look at that at first and you go, what in the world could be lacking in the sufferings of Christ? What are you talking about? And I certainly remember wrestling with this when I was a novice, looking at this passage going, I cannot make any sense of this. I just, what could be lacking? I misinterpreted the Greek because at that time I knew very little Greek. So I found out later that what the passage really means is not that there's anything intrinsically lacking in the sufferings of Christ or something ontologically lacking in the sufferings of Christ, because Christ gave his entire self in a terribly painful, ignominious death. You know, there's nothing intrinsically lacking. Paul doesn't mean anything like that. What St. Paul means is that Christ left some room for us to do something in our own bodies that would be leading to the salvation of the world and to the good of the church. He didn't take the entire drama for himself. He left some room for us to do something intentionally. That's what that word lacking means. So in other words, what Paul is saying is, you know, Jesus didn't say, hey, I want the whole production to be focused on me and me alone. No, the stage production called the whole order of salvation, he left it open for each and every one of us to have either a major part, like these apostles or St. Paul, or a bit part, like me. But I'll take it. And the point, of course, is every one of us is allowed the honor and the privilege of making a difference to the kingdom of God, not only by our efforts, right? So we could do some great efforts. But beyond that, our sufferings alone, just like the sufferings of Jesus, just like the sufferings of St. Therese of Lisieux, just like the sufferings of the saints, and Paul himself, who offers those sufferings up on behalf of the church in imitation of Jesus offering his sufferings up for the good of the church and the salvation of the world, that's what really matters. Now, what's interesting is, of course, Jesus' view of self-offering, which he gives to us as a way of making our suffering efficacious. So when Jesus goes up to the cross, his whole idea, and he's asking us to follow this idea in our sufferings, his whole idea is to go take those sufferings, and he's going to make this a complete self-sacrifice. He's going to turn sufferings that are being imposed on him, he's going to make that a sacrifice of himself. Remember, self-sacrifice equals love. That's what it means for Jesus. So he's going to take that self-sacrifice, those sufferings, and he's going to make it into love. He's going to make it into self-sacrificial love. Indeed, he's going to make it into unconditional love because he's going to be undergoing an unconditional self-sacrifice. And what's his plan? When he takes those sufferings, offers it up to the Father as if he's a sacrificial offering, like an animal being offered up for the sins and the graces of the body of his own body of Christ, the future church, right? As he's doing this, as he's turning, you know, as he's making himself an offering for the grace of others, an unconditional act of love, he's giving it to the Father and he's saying, look, use this love, use this grace, use my offering of myself to just produce an abundance of graces that are going to reach into the lives of all these people around me for the good of the church and the world. Paul gets it. And so in the letter to the Colossians, he basically says, look, do the same thing Jesus did. Don't waste one bit of suffering. For all intents and purposes, take that suffering, join it to the sufferings of Jesus, make it an offering of yourself, a sacrifice of yourself, where like a sacrificial animal, you just give yourself over in suffering to the Father. That turns your suffering into an act of love. And then say to the Father, use it for the church, use it for the world, use it for the souls of everybody who needs it most. Make the most use out of this suffering. Don't waste one scintilla of it. Make my whole body an offering, a self-sacrifice, an act of love for the redemption of the world. Amen. And then, of course, when you say that to the Father, you waste nothing. Your life, even if you don't see a single result, is producing huge effects in the souls of human beings. And St. Therese of Lisieux saw this again and again. St. Paul saw this again and again. The Father wastes nothing. All of these sufferings become efficacious for the salvation of many and for the good of the church by this simple self-offering. When my mom used to tell me, you know, I'd start complaining at home, and my mom, you know, what did you have a problem in school today? Yeah, this kid was doing this or that. Offer it up, she'd say. I never realized how smart and wise she was. For what she was saying was the pure logic of love given to us by St. Paul today in imitation of the love and the sacrifice of Christ. Amen.